Residents of North America's first-ever solar energy residential community raised concerns about the program's future in April. Drake Landing's solar project, which powers 52 homes and received international acclaim when launched in 2006, has been experiencing major issues with outdated technology that's difficult to update. Diamond Valley's Michael Keenan and Team WIF won the New Holland U21 Canadian Curling Championships with a dramatic 7-6 victory over Nova Scotia's Team McIsaac in Fort McMurray. The squad, which posted a 7-1 record in pool play, claimed the title with a draw for the win in the 10th end of the final. The Carstar Okotoks Bisons scored 3 unanswered goals in the final 7 minutes of the third period to double up the Lacrete Lumber Barons 6-3 and capture the 2024 Hockey Alberta Junior B Provincial Championship on April 7 in Peace River. It was the second provincial championship in team history. During an April 11 Facebook Live session dubbed All Things Water, Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne asked households to reduce their water use by 10% in light of a looming drought. Although Okotoks is a leader in water management, with one of the lowest consumption rates in the province, more can be done to use less, Thorne said. Dayton Sutherland tied for the third highest bid at $160,000 from Truman Homes in his debut at the 44th annual Calgary Stampede Cowboys Rangeland Derby Chuckwagon Canvas Auction on April 11. High River's Jason Glass had the fifth highest bid at $150,000 from the Friends of Jason Glass. Diamond Valley's Kathy Hume was recognized by the provincial government on April 12 for making a difference in the lives of seniors. Hume was one of 3 people to receive an individual award in the Minister's Seniors Service Awards. Over 100 public employees from across Alberta gathered in Okotoks on April 13 to rally for better wages. CUPE 5040, which represents Foothills School Division education workers, organized the rally held along Southridge Drive that attracted workers in various public sectors. Over 100 people packed the Crystal Shores Beach House on April 17 to hear former Calgary Mayor Naheed Nenshi speak about his Alberta NDP leadership platform. The leadership race frontrunner touched on a variety of topics, including healthcare and an 87 riding strategy to reach people throughout the province. It was announced in April that the town of Okotoks was among 8 municipalities in Canada to receive funding for EV chargers through Aviva Canada's Charged for Change program. A $125,000 grant will allow the town to install 4 Level 2 charging stations, with one each going in at the Okotoks Recreation Center, Viking Rentals Center, Operations Center and Art Gallery. The town of Okotoks did a quick about-face in April after efforts to remove art along the Sheep River pathways upset many in the community. Artist Gordon Mackey, who had placed over 100 small sculptures since 2022, began taking them down after receiving a formal request to do so from the town. An Edmonton man was found guilty on April 26 of 6 charges stemming from a home invasion in Foothills County in 2019. Armin Babich was convicted of robbery with a firearm and unlawful confinement, among other charges, following a trial at Court of King's Bench in Calgary. Simone Hodgkinson, the British Chippy, an award-winning fish and chips restaurant that opened on Elizabeth Street a decade ago, closed its doors on April 27. Who operates another British Chippy in Calgary with husband Gary, said the difficult decision was made for a better work-life balance.